The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy avalanche.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Tonight, Cabba Radio welcomes the wonderful, wacky weirdness of the Spectral Theater Society! Teddy and E-Rock get sassy with the sexy swinging sounds of Company B! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. So good to be here. Thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. I know. All right. Yes. You. I know. It's totally crazy. All right, let's settle down, people. Thank you very much. Welcome to Cabba Radio this Tuesday. Oh, the Olympic time is here. It's upon us. This is our one and only show during the Olympics. I'd like to point out right away that next week we won't be having a show. We are doing a 24-hour marathon here at CITR for homelessness. And all your favorite shows on Tuesday are going to give their time up for that because it's a good cause. And there's a lot of problems, that obviously, with Olympics. A lot of good things as well, I believe. But there's also a lot of problems such as dealing with homelessness and stuff like that that people argue for. So next week, no show. We're giving it up. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock.
Yo.
Is here as always.
I am. You've been watching some of the Olympics? And I know we got to talk about it. It's what's going on in our city.
We got our first gold medal on Canadian soil, which was nice.
Those guys go, man, just watching that, their knees just bouncing. I can't believe it.
Like one bad knee. I don't think I could do that. Yeah. It would really give out on me after a while. So
yeah, a little practice.
But no, it's been. I haven't watched. I've been really busy with work. I'm actually going to be working on the Colbert Report. In case the listener doesn't know, that show is here for the next couple days. And if you'd like to come see the Colbert Report, it is shooting tomorrow and the next day at 10 a.m. Right beside Science World on the Creekside there. And if you'd like to be part of the audience, they are encouraging people to be there around 8:30, 9 o'clock if you'd like to get a good seat. It's going to be standing. You're going to be on the grass. You get to watch the show. Some of the guests are going to be Michael Bublé, and I forget the other guests. But
I wonder if he'll be performing live there.
I don't know. I haven't heard that much. I've mostly been doing sort of grunt work. So
right.
Moving plywood, nothing.
Yeah, you're running on a little just steam right now, aren't you?
I am. I'm running on a little bit of steam. Speaking of steam, I just wanted to start the show off quickly with a little bit of a rant, a little bit.
Get it off your chest.
I have to get it off my chest. Now, I've been a DJ for about a year and a half in sort of like, not radio land, but, you know, at kiddie nights and doing DJs around town. And there's something that happened at kiddie nights the other night, and I feel a little bit bad. I yelled at someone.
Ooh.
But I kind of don't feel bad at the same time because it's all to do with requests and people getting in your space when you're DJing and stuff. And some people are good at it, some people aren't. Some people don't take requests at all. I like to take some requests, but I had this group of girls who wanted to hear this one particular song. And, you know, it's a request, not an order.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to play it...
Was it If I Was a Boy?
No, it was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga because it was Valentine's Day. And so what they did is they kept asking... New girls would come up and, like, you know, every like 4 minutes, every 3 minutes, like,
oh, they'd get their friends to come up.
Yeah, like it was
you
a group of them.
You go ask now. Maybe if we ask him enough.
So after about the sixth time, I lost it on this girl. I like swore and told her to, you know, fuck off, and she was like,
"You don't have to be this way. I'm drunk." And
I'm like, "Yeah, but you and your friends are really annoying right now."
And, was she cute?
No. Well, she was cute enough, but not really my taste. She also told me she had a crush on me as well, which kind of made it even worse that I yelled at her in particular. But
She should know that you don't yell at people unless you really care about them.
Yeah, right. Well, I was just so fed up. I just wanted to say, like, you know, with DJs, we take a lot of pride in our work. I know I'm friends with...
You do a lot of setup.
Friends with a lot of DJs. And, you know, we do a lot of setup. We plan our music. And there's a few things. A, it may seem like we have every song, but we don't. B, it's called a request, not an order. And C, just, you know, sometimes you just... You can't just drop a song in just because you want it there. Sometimes it doesn't fit. Sometimes... Like the other night, same night, this pair of people came up and said, can you play something that's like people can dance to? And literally the entire floor was dancing. And I said, what do you have in mind? And the dude's like, you know, something you can dance to. So, you know, just... Maybe just chill out with the DJs. You know, we put a lot of work in it. It's cool. I like requests, but, you know, have a little patience.
Take a look and see how the audience is going. And, you know, if nobody's dancing, perhaps maybe run up to the DJ and say something. But if everybody's dancing, having a great time, let the DJ do his work.
Well, and I don't mind taking requests, but, I mean, I'm not necessarily going to drop them in, like, 2 minutes later, you know what I mean? So just, you know, chill out and let the DJ do his work.
He does remember the request.
He, she.
There's lots depending of great, on the DJ, yes.
Female DJs very as well. True, very Betty true. Ford, DJ Leanne. Anyways, that's all I had to say on that. So just, you know.
A little steam.
I just had to let it off my chest because it was sort of bothering me. We also had our first long kitty night. So it was sort of, you know.
Until 2 o'clock.
This happened between 1 and 2 as well. So I was getting tired.
How's that going, being open until 2?
It was all right. Yeah? There was a bunch of drama between 1 and 2. Which it was, I guess they got drunk or something, I don't know. But it was good. We're open next week till 2, and then we're back to our regular hours. But tonight on the show, cool show tonight, we have Company B, or at least three of the members. We have Julie Collin, we have Shannon Scott, and we have Emily Lyle. Jeez Louise. We also have Spectral Theater Society. They have their Dead End 666 show on right now down at Spectral Theater, which is at 350 Powell Street. That's going to be running until February 27th. I had a chance to see it the other night with my girlfriend. We went the day before Valentine's Day and saw it on Saturday. Really entertaining, fun. There's only 29 seats in the place. So it's, you know, everything is super close, and I hadn't really experienced something like that. So Michael Cope, Simon Hussey, Fawn Jones, and Leslie Brownlee are here, and we're going to talk to them in a little while as well. But first, we're going to get to some music, and then we're going to come back with Company B. They're going to be singing live. Mm. We also have some upcoming events a little bit later on in the show as well. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name is Teddy Smooth. That's E-Rock. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Catch us every Tuesday at 11. Stick around. Company B is coming up. Make a ball of love.
spring. Get out crying.
Vancouver 2010 Cultural Olympiad, presented by Bell, is thrilled to present a concert event for the ages. Hal Wilner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. An all-star tribute to Canadian rock legend Neil Young, featuring Lou Reed, Ron Sexsmith, Iron and Wine, Joan as policewoman, and members of Broken Social Scene. Hellwiner's Neil Young Project, February 18th and 19th. Tickets at 1-800-TICKETS and tickets.com. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/cultureolympiad.
Welcome back to Cab Radio. My name is Teddy Smooth. he rocks over there.
I'm working on it!
I forgot what mic I was on. It's all swung around. We got three lovely ladies in studio here from Company B. A little bit later in, after the show, don't forget we always do Cab Radio After Dark, presented by CITR 101.9. Tonight, I thought, you know, the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl, and they got great music down there in New Orleans. So tonight's selection is Ain't No Funk Like New Orleans Funk. That's going to be taking you from about 12:30 all the way until 6 in the morning. Great CD. I listened to about 10 seconds of it. Sounds awesome. And we're going to have some funky tunes all the way till 6 in the morning, so stick around for that.
Doesn't Snoop Dogg have fun till 6 in the morning?
At the Holiday Inn, yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I thought he had, pardon me, ladies, bitches in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
I believe that is the correct line. We also have Spectral Theater coming up in a bit, as well as upcoming events. But let's get to our guests here live in studio. We have three members of Company B.
Jazz band.
Jazz hands. Come closer if you're going to chat in the mic. We have Emily Lyle, Julie Colin. And Shannon
That's
Scott.
French and Irish.
I sometimes get the names a little screwy around here, so especially when I have the lack of sleep like I do today. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, my pleasure. I had the pleasure of performing with sort of with you at a wedding on New Year's Day, a mutual friend of ours. And have you done many weddings before? How was the wedding experience for you?
We've done a couple weddings. That one was particularly special. There were lots of artists, and so we got to see amazing, I don't know, acrobatics. And
yeah,
there were
the
a bunch of people sitting in with us.
Stretching with that other guy and doing
that
the weird.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We tried that later. It didn't really go very well.
No.
You just sort of fell on top of each other?
Yeah.
You need some really strong abs. That guy had his feet up and was twirling her in circles and
aerials.
Circles.
That's what they're called.
Aerials.
I was confused when I heard there was aerialist. I thought it was going to be like silk aerialist.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Aerosmith.
Then it was just something.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Crazy like a rag doll. But then it ended up just being some guy with like his feet up in the air twisting this girl around.
Oh, it was impressive though.
Don't get me wrong. It was very impressive. I just thought they were going to be flying around from the sky with silks.
I don't know. Their costumes like pretty much made it worthwhile though.
Yeah, you could definitely see everything.
Yep.
Every nook and cranny and crevice. Put those outfits.
Well, amazing wedding. Thank you, Gemma.
Yes,
awesome.
Gemma. Gemma Isaac. Yes. Gemma Isaac, who was in Shine, a burlesque musical. She was my love interest. She got married to her boyfriend, Talos, now her husband. So, again, congratulations to them. Well, why don't we hear something before we talk a little bit more? Why don't we hear a song? Now, usually you have some bands, but tonight you're going to just sing a cappella for us, correct?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our bass player is, where is she? I think she's in Texas right now.
Yeah.
South.
Yeah.
And
then, usually we perform with a guitarist, a bass player, and a clarinetist, but they are all too cool to be here right now, so it's just us.
Yeah. It's hard sometimes, the late night,
know.
You know, the late night gets you. But we have fun here. So I think once people come here, though, they understand and they want to come back for more.
We've been here 3 times now. In this room. We keep coming back to this room.
I forget the first 2 times.
This is not a show that happens in this room.
Okay, let's see.
Let's start singing. I promised I wouldn't talk. It just didn't work.
Is that why they had the mic turned away from you? No,
all right, we'll quit talking and start singing.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
What do you guys want to start with? Okay.
Which one?
Just from the beginning, for that thing?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1.
By me, least to shame, please
let me explain. Buy me a beast of Shane means you're grand. Buy me a beast of Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain. By me, Mr. Shane, so kiss me and say you understand. By me, Mr. Shane, it's afternoon. Let me try to explain. By me, Mr. Shane means that you're grand. By me, Mr. Shane, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even say Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain, by me, Beast of Shane, so kiss me and say that you will understand.
That is... Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Emily Lau, Julie Conlin, and Shannon Scott of Company B, with, how do you even say that? Bear Mir Bish Du Shane. I do.
That sounds right.
That sounds about right, doesn't it, E-Rock?
It's by
I see you don't speak Yiddish.
No, I do not.
It's by Mir Bish Du Shane.
What language?
Well, it's supposed to be Yiddish, but it's in, like, a Minnesotan accent, and it's all...
By mere beast du shame.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like,
anglicized.
By me versus
shame. It's making so much more sense now.
Yes, it's all coming together in my head.
Don't try to make sense of it all.
How long have you ladies been singing together?
73 years!
We've all this...
Wow.
You look great!
We went to school together at Capilano College a friggin' long time ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah, and so we all sang together in different ensembles there, but we came together as a band 2.5 years ago. So we've been doing this kind of thing for 2.5 years.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
What is this kind of thing? How do you define Company B?
Yeah. So I don't have a mic over here, but I was looking at your website
earlier, and I was trying to classify it as kind of a type of music, and I wasn't sure what to classify it as. Kind of big band, swingy, maybe, you know.
Well, that's
jazzy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is it you know, most of the music that we sing usually has a big band behind it, and so we have to make you feel like there is a big band in the room. Thank you for that.
Pardon me.
But this is mainly like sisters bands. Like, we're covering Andrew Sisters, Boswell Sisters.
Also brother, like Mills Brothers, and then there's
yeah,
a whole bunch of like, yeah, there's a whole lot of sisters.
Yeah, so came music before, from the 20s, 30s, 40s, swing music. There you go, that's the long
20s, 30s, 40s, swing.
Question.
Thank you.
Yes.
I like the four-word answer to bring it all together. Bring it all together. Shannon, you look like you're dying to say something over there.
Don't I? Just like with the leaning in, the like...
You're listening to Cab Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, if you'd like to check us out online. You can also find all our podcasts, including this one, tomorrow sometime, at CITR.ca, under shows, under the letter C, or you can find us on iTunes, CITR-Cab Radio. You can also give us a phone call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. A little bit later in the program, we have the Spectral Theater Company coming up. We also have upcoming events, of course, as always, and a whole bunch of cool tunes that E-Rock has put together for tonight's show. But why don't we get to one more of your songs before we take a little break here with you ladies? What are we going to hear this time?
Sure. Yeah. This is a tune that Shannon, the silent one, arranged for us. This is a Patsy Cline tune called Walkin' After Midnight. Oh, and do you want to dedicate this to someone, Julie?
Well, I just thought, I don't know, I went to Kitty Nights a couple weeks ago, awesome burlesque show down at the Biltmore, and Bonnie Kilroe was doing an awesome
rendition
skit,
of this?
And yeah, she sang this tune. For those of you that were there, this is the three-part harmony version of Walking After Midnight. Also an E-flat. One, two.
I go out walking after midnight in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I'll walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as those skies turn gloom and night blooms, a whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight in the starlight, just hoping you may be somewhere out walking after midnight, searching for me.
Yeah. Company B, live here in studio, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. We're going to...
It's not as thrilling with one or two clappers.
Yes.
If there was more, they would all be...
It is E-Rock's curse, the one-man clap here in studio.
It's better than none.
Do you ladies have any shows coming up?
Sure do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got one... or two, actually, on the island. So those of you who find yourself on Vancouver Island. On February 27th, we have a gig in Chemainus. And then on February 28th, we have a gig in Courtney at the Elk Hall at 8 p.m.
Elk Hall, yeah.
Yeah.
I got a membership there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So you'll be there in the front row?
Yeah.
With your elk horns, perhaps?
Maybe. Maybe. I've been known to don an elk horn or two.
Yes.
Where's the one in Chemainus?
Boobity, boobity. I'm not quite sure.
Is it at the Dancing Bean Cafe by any chance?
It is at the Dancing Bean Cafe. Good one. Thank you.
Nice. But you can check, when you rock.
You can check us out at companybjazz.com for more specific information as to upcoming gigs.
But we have another one in this place.
Oh,
kind
we
of,
do.
In New West on March 16th.
Oh, okay.
At the Heritage Grill at 8 p.m.
Cool.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm getting my info here from right in front of me, and that last one you said at the 16th, on your site here, it says on the 13th.
Yes, by 16th, she means 13th.
Okay,
but
thank you.
I'll be there by myself on the 16th.
Doing an encore presentation.
Really good, by myself.
Now we're going to take a quick break with you ladies, but we're going to come back and we're going to get one more song before we kick you out of here. But we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with the Spectral Theater Company. We're going to talk about their play that's going on right now. It's actually a trio of plays, sort of all mixed together in one cool evening, called Dead Ends 666, a trilogy of paranormal plays. That is at Spectral Theater Studio, 350 Powell Street. We're going to be talking with them when we come back, but we're going to take a short break here on Cab Radio. And E-Rock, you're going to...
Yeah, you guys were talking about the Andrew Sisters, and in my realm of music here, I found one song that I really enjoy by the Andrew Sisters, and I'm sure a lot of people know this song, so why don't we get into it? You guys probably know it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mr. Sandman.
Hello.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, bum, bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Bum bum bum
bum. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Turn on your magic beam.
Ah!
Mr. Sandman, bring me my dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman.
Yes?
Bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. And lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring us. Please, 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 Mr. Sandman, bring us a dream.
You people feel like making some noise tonight.
And I'm ding dong. You up in paradise, up in Irish. Thinking you could tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom and welcome to meet again. Oh,
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
If only all my precious plans.
Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now.
Taking a picture of me.
Ram-a-lam-a-bang-bang.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands!
Welcome back to Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. My name's Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there.
Yo!
Company B, we just had in the studio. They're going to be coming back in just a few minutes to sing one last song for you before we get them out at midnight. Shannon's got a show down at the Railway Club. It happens apparently every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know because I'm doing a show every Tuesday. So we also have some upcoming events coming up around midnight. And some other things that we might do, which I don't know what they are, because I'm a little tired.
Quit complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm merely stating fact, E-Rock. But for now, we are joined in studio by Michael Cope, Simon Hussey, Vaughn Jones, and Leslie Brownlee.
Hi.
Michael Cope.
Hi there. How's it going?
Okay. Simon Hussey.
Hi. How are you?
Vaughn Jones.
Hi.
And Leslie Brownlee.
Hello.
They are some of the members of Spectral Theater Company. Their new set of paranormal plays is on right now at the Spectral Theater Studio, 350 Powell Street. It's called Dead End 666. 666, a trilogy of paranormal plays. Time to Raise Some Hell. It includes the twisted tale of the Prairie Whispers. The bodies start to pile up in the clubhouse, and a shifty drifter comes to town.
Does he ever?
He does.
He sure does.
Boy,
does Little Susie regret it.
Little Susie. Little Susie. Yes. That's what was the tagline again? What was the one?
Oh, Susie.
What did Little Susie say, though?
Canasta.
Oh, yes.
Canasta. She loves canasta.
Like to play fish? No, would you like to play Go Fish or Canasta?
Oh, Susie! how would you describe the Dead End's plays?
Wicked awesome? Yeah, I would also go for insane.
Insane. But what's the sort of premise? I mean, I went on Saturday. It's sort of a...
It would be, like, if you could imagine... Twilight Zone. If you ever seen
Tales from the Crypt, Tales from the Crypt,
done live on stage.
Because it's sort of hosted by someone who's saying they're going to tell you a story, and then that story is acted out.
Yeah, the whole premise is you're the kids from the little town at the bottom of the mountain, and you've snuck up to the top of the mountain, to the castle at the top of the mountain, and you've crept into the castle, and this creepy old librarian is reading you some stories from this book. And all of the plays that you see that evening are tales from this book that he's reading from called Dead Ends.
And Squire Winslow, he was great.
I know he was great.
He's
a legend.
Saying
he's good stuff.
Squire
Desmond Hussey. Desmond Hussey played him this time.
The whole evening is hosted by this character that we've written. His name is Squire Winslow, and he's the librarian / custodian of the castle, and he's the guy that actually tells the stories to you, reads the stories. So he sort of interacts with the audience to a certain degree. Don't be scared, because he doesn't grab you out of the audience and make you do things.
Well, most of you.
Yeah. Although I was a little frightened when I felt like water or blood hit me.
Oh, was that during the
I thought all of a sudden we were in a splatter zone or something.
That's what you were meant to be.
You know what? It's all about that. The audience will get trampled on, they'll get blood, and you know what? That's why it's so much fun.
That's a typical experience at Spectrum.
Yeah, we've actually had a splatter curtain for one of our productions over the summer, where we had, it was Bad Moon Rising, where a were-squirrel got his throat slashed and sprayed all over the audience.
We had to drape curtains over the front row.
Somebody ran out vomiting.
Yeah.
What show is that?
How I Became a Killer Clown has the distinction of making two people throw up because the clown fake vomited pea soup all over the stage.
As far as this show is concerned, I don't think we're going to make anyone. Maybe.
You have a problem with cannibalism.
And who does?
Or the brutal slaughter of an entire family in a comical fashion,
And body parts being thrown covered in blood.
There's a little bit of uncomfortableness in sort of suicide as well. That was not, they're not going to throw up, but there's certain, it definitely makes you sort of feel a little bit off.
Yeah, it's not
times.
A show for your 5-year-olds, that's for sure. The way to think about this show, I think, is sort of, it's like a drive-in movie on crack. You know?
Okay. Well, it is in the downtown east side, so it's fairly apropos to that theme.
But it's a fun experience. Again, it's definitely geared toward a more adult audience. Although I'm pretty sure teenagers could get their rocks off on this.
I think
sure, right?
Teenagers would probably love it.
Yeah, it's
they couldn't buy the drinks, but they could enjoy.
It's camp. It's camp fun. We play with some themes and we explore some interesting avenues of humanity. But in the end, it's about having a good time. Like Winslow's there and he's a riot. We end off the evening with a big bang, with a goofy little Leave It to Beaver massacre. We're just having fun, and I think that's the core of it, is that it's about having the kid in us who used to read the Tales from the Crypt comic or watch Tales from the Crypt or Tales from the Crypt Keeper, even if you're a young kid and remember that animated show, or Freaky Stories or How Are You Afraid of the Dark. Like, there's a wonderful tradition.
Or hilarious House of Frightenstein.
This is the sixth incarnation of Dead Ends.
Yeah, we've done six of these. Yeah.
And how often do they happen? Like, is this sort of every couple months or
one a year? I mean, the company's been around for 7 years, going on eight, so roughly one a year.
Yeah, and there's another trilogy we do, Black Holes, which is a trilogy of science fiction. There's been two of those, yeah. So yeah, there's roughly a trilogy a year, or every 2 years, something along.
And then you have the double features.
Yeah, features every summer, which is another.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Spectral Theater and all the different stuff that you guys do, including some of those, when we get back. But first, we have to get to a song, and then we're going to bring in the Company B to play one more before we get them out of here at midnight. And then we're going to bring you guys back, and we're going to talk about all the different aspects. We are with Simon Hussey, Michael Cope, Vaughn Jones, and Leslie Brownlee of Spectral Theater. They're... Trilogy of Paranormal Plays, Dead End 666, is playing right now all the way until February 27th at the Spectral Theater Studio, 350 Powell Street. And we're also going to give away a couple tickets. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. So keep this number in mind, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And listen for your cue to win. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to be back with Company B right after this.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, 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 ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom, shaboom, ya la 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 la. Shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Boom, shaboom.
Shaboom, ba-do, 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 ba-be. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Do you, shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart.
You're
Yo.
2, 3.
Stepping out tonight and the moon is shining bright. I know that you will have a lot of fun. But while dancing cheek to cheek, do not let your heart go weak. Just remember that's the moon, my sun. She may thrill you to the skies with the moonlight in her eyes, but moonlight fades away when night is done. You may kiss her if you can, but be careful, little man. Just remember that's the moon, my sun. Maybe she's really very nice. Maybe you'll dream of shoes and rice, sonny, but you must know for sure she's the one. But if she can't reach your heart, even when you're far apart, then that's not the moon, that's love, my son.
Womp, womp, womp.
Maybe she's really very nice. Maybe you'll dream of shoes and rice, sonny, but you must know for sure she is the one. But if she can reach your heart, even when you're far apart, then you don't know that's the moon that's love, my son.
The freshest acts in electronic entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Friday, February 19th, European and Canadian dubstep pioneers Martin, 2562, Deadbeat, and more shake the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets $22. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
Hello out there, we're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Hockey day!
The tension grows as the whistle blows and the puck rolls down the ice.
Here comes.
The goalie jumps as the players bump and the fans all go insane.
Woo!
Someone roars.
At
the good old hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game. It's the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. You can name it the good old hockey game.
Second period.
Their player stands, escapes a flash. The home team trails behind.
Oh no.
Will they grab the puck and go burst it up? And now they're down across the line.
Oh yeah.
They storm the crease
like bumblebees.
They travel like burning flame. You see them slide that puck inside. And it's a 1-1 hockey game.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
Oh,
take me where the hockey players face off down the rink. Stanley Cup is off enough to take that win and drink.
Now the final flick of the hockey stick. And the one die getting screwed.
The hockey is in!
The home team wins!
Congratulations to the men's hockey team winning 8-0 in their first game against Norway today.
4 years? 4 years! 4 years I've been trained for this! And I come to Vancouver and my event gets rained out? What the hell am I gonna do now?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth!
All right, well, we're going to start off. E-Rock's going to join me on this upcoming events tonight. But we're going to start off with our guests that are coming back, the Spectral Theater Society. They're going to come back in a minute and talk to us. But they're Paranormal Plays, Dead End 666, a trilogy of paranormal plays, is playing now until February 27th. I had a chance to see it on Saturday. Just a lot of fun. I mean, just a lot of fun to see. Three different little plays all put together with their host, Squire Winslow. A lot of fun. Go see it. 350 Powell Street. That's the Dead End 666, a trilogy of paranormal plays at Spectral Theater Studio. 350 Powell Street.
And coming up tomorrow, being Wednesday. It was funny going through all the upcoming events and, looking for some events here. Our city right now is all about the Olympics, which is great. There's a lot of free shows out there, so I've picked out a couple of free shows, which I think people will enjoy. On Wednesday night, Corb Lund, he's playing down at the Live City venue. And I went and saw him play. It was unbelievable. Really great show. He's got a lot of energy. It was the first country show I'd ever seen, but go check him out down at the Live City venue. That's in Yale Town. Tomorrow night.
Go early,
yeah.
The lineup apparently are
I heard somebody went
big.
To Wilco and they got there at 5 o'clock, and by the time they'd gotten in, they were almost full to capacity. So you want to get there early. The show starts at 9:30, so get out there and check out Corb Lund. Coming up on Thursday the 18th. Thank you. Thursday the 18th, a good friend of mine, Charlie Folk and Tobacco Brown. I've played with them down at a couple of open mic nights before, and they're really great musicians, a real good kind of like, they call it a dirty folk kind of style. We actually had Chris Olsen.
The open mic night.
The open mic night. That was way back, our third show, I think it was. Yes. And anyway, Tobacco Brown and Charlie Folk, they are going to take the stage for two headlining performances during the Olympics, February 18th. That's the one I'm here to tell you about. They do have another one next Thursday as well, on the 25th. However, go out this Thursday. Show starts at 9:30 till 11. There is a beer garden on site. Best of all, it's free.
Moving over to Friday night at 11:55 p.m. At the Rio Theater, Commercial and Broadway. It is the Burlesque Olympics.
Olympics.
Yeah, it's going to be a super fun night. Basically, we're going to throw a burlesque event with our own version of Olympic events. There's going to be celebrity judges. There's going to be all sorts of different acts. There's going to be instant video replay by DJ K-Tel on the big screen, so you'll get to see all those amazing sports action maneuvers by luscious babes like Jenny Magenta, Shaboobie Booberella, Cherry on Top, Burgundy Bricks, and many others.
You might even get a boob slip up or something, uncanny might happen.
And you might get it on the slow-mo on the big screen. Mm-hmm. K-Tel's going to work that. That should be a lot of fun. That's going to be this Friday at the Rio Theater at 11:55 p.m., basically midnight, people. It's just hard to say midnight because that sometimes means the next day, and it gets confusing. So come check it out. It is the Burlesque Olympics. Friday, 11:55, Rio Theater.
Saturday, February 20th. Again, Olympic venue. Another Live City. I've seen this guy play once before as well. I definitely recommend. He's got a great live show. It's Sam Roberts. He's going to be down there at the Yale Town once. So try to get down there early for Sam Roberts. He is great. Again, show starts at 9:30. That's Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, Kitty Nights
and every Sunday at the Biltmore.
Every Sunday.
Oh, do you have the info there?
I do have the info, Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, it's Kitty Nights, Love Your Pet Day show. So get out of the Olympic mayhem and get into some cozier things of life like your pets. You know, and what they're saying here is whether feline, canine, fish, or fowl, we know they have a special spot in your heart. And some crazy little critter, and if not, we've got plenty of pretty kitties down there to show their appreciation. So go down, check it out. That's Sunday.
And every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
The Biltmore. It's
You'll
Kitty
see
Nights.
DJ Teddy Smooth.
Professor Burgundy Bricks is there. And this is our last week where we're going to be open until 2 a.m. too, so you'll get
a lot of good people out there. Lola Lockhart, Foxy Fierce, Burgundy Bricks. Annabelle Bombshell.
Yep.
Jenny Magenta will be doing a little go-go action. Love Jenny.
Kitty Nights every Sunday at the Biltmore. Every Sunday. Show starts at 9 o'clock. Doors are at 8:30.
And Monday,
just one more live city event in Yaletown, Colin James.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely one that I'd like to go see. I missed him when he came into Victoria a couple of years back, and I heard the show was great, really unbelievable. So, again, show starts at 9:30. That's down in Yaletown on Monday. That has been Upcoming Events.
Upcoming Events. We're back here live in studio. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. I'm Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there.
Yep.
We have the Spectral Theater Company coming back in just a minute. We're going to get to a song, but I'd like to thank our guests, Emily Lyle, Julie Conlin, and Shannon Scott. Shannon had to run to a gig. Many thanks for them coming on the program and singing. We also are giving away a prize thanks to Spectral Theater, so stick around for that. We're going to give you the cue to call. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. UBCCITR. Back to the music, then back with Spectral Theater.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR. We'll be right back.
back here in studio. My name is Teddy Smooth. This is Cabaret Radio every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. till about 12:30. You can check us out online at citr.ca. You can also find any of our podcasts, including this one, tomorrow afternoon sometime, at citr.ca, under shows, under the letter C. Click on the little podcast icon, and there you are. You have a. You can select any of our shows. I think this is, what, episode 42, so we're coming up on our 1 year pretty soon, so stick around for that. We're going to be having some big news to announce for that, some special guests, all that sort of stuff. So exciting times around here at Cabaret Radio, coming into our 1 year.
It's bustling.
We are here live in studio with several members of Spectral Theater Company. Thank you, E-Rock. We are here with Simon Hussey, Michael Cope, Vaughn Jones, and...
I don't know how to say it now.
Leslie Brownlee. There we are. Simon, you're one of the founding members of Spectral. You're also a co-artistic director, and you're the author of Clubhouse, one of the plays that is being run during the Paranormal Plays.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tell us about the beginnings of Spectral Theater.
The beginnings of Spectral Theater.
Why did it come to be, you know?
It came to be...
In an age of darkness.
I can't actually take
credit. Where no man dared stand.
Silence! You pawn of my desires. It came about... It was actually the brainchild of my brother, Dez, and Blake Jose, who are not present today. But they sort of... came to the conclusion that they hated theater and they hated seeing what they saw on the stage and decided to come up with something else. And that something else was basically turned into this sort of celebration of spectacle and, a sort of a unique approach to even just the very... philosophy or notion or attitude or aesthetic to theater in general. Actually, you know, when it really boils down to it, we have more of a vaudevillian approach to doing a show.
More hungry for the wackiness than
we're
sort
more.
Of
I think we're more geared to satisfying our own interests and the interests of what we feel the audience wants to see than sort of a traditional approach to doing theater.
Do you find that Spectral Theater now is, how has it evolved since back then? Has it followed that path or have you gone in directions that you
that
never
path
saw?
In so much as we're a very, we go out of our way to be inclusive. Like when you become a part of a Spectral Theater show, you're part of the show. You're part of designing it. You're part of its philosophy. You're part of it. So, in so much as we are able to maintain our vision in a collective ensemble, I have to say yes. But it does change. But it does change and warp per show. You know what I mean? It's a different experience each time, different process each time. But it's always the underlining. Philosophy or motivation is to do something that the average audience member is not going to expect to see on the stage. You know, you're not, when you come to a Spectral show, you're not going to see something you've seen before, and that is a money back guarantee.
Well, yeah. For me personally, I'd never been in something where everything was so close.
Yeah,
I had never had any experience where you could, you could literally stare right into the eyes
of the shifty drift.
Yeah. That's an experience that's very unique to the space that we're doing this show.
Have you guys always been there?
Shows there, but I have to say this form of theater, that level of intimacy with the audience is probably what we prefer. I have to say, it's probably the most visceral, most exciting, most most satisfying experience for the audience member and for the performer and the producers.
I enjoyed that a lot, being that close, especially with the host, how he... Because, you know, during the three plays, they don't necessarily engage the audience, but then he would re-engage you and actually sort of speak to you at times. And it was a exciting kind of experience to have him sort of engaging you in that manner. Now, Leslie, you've been with Spectral for just about a year?
Since the summer.
And how did you get involved with them?
From Mr. Vaughn Jones sitting over there. He's like, these guys are really fun. You should come audition for them. And I was like, okay.
Yep.
And
what about you, Vaughn?
I came off a show where I was really nude. And somebody was just like, do you want to be in another show? And I was like, that would be nice because I wouldn't have any responsibilities.
Nude?
Yeah, well, we can talk about that okay. another time.
It was actually, Vaughn and I were actually...
We had to be naked and then we had to kiss a lot.
Okay.
But that's another story. But my a friend...
production, not to be mentioned.
One day. So a friend of mine invited me to come and read for them and sort of work their show with them. And it was just... It was different than any other show I'd ever done before. There were no expectations. You know, there was no pressure to make the theater... not to say that the shows aren't meaningful in their own way, but there was no expectation to make it meaningful. You know, there was no sort of snobby precursor to it. You know? Like, it was just good, clean fun.
Just
maybe
letting
not
the
clean.
Work sort of be as it is.
Just be something. And you know, I've never had that much fun doing theater before or since, although I haven't really worked with anyone else since, so I guess, you know, my comparison's bad.
And there's always the sense of a tongue really firmly planted in a cheek.
Yes.
So basically, coming to see a Spectral show is like a really good makeout session.
minus the sexual gratification.
That's not always true. I'm gonna put it right there. Sometimes there is a wonderful sexual gratification.
Speak.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, Michael, you wrote two of the ones that are
Shifty
Drifter and Clubhouse, correct?
No, Shifty Drifter and Prairie Whisper.
Prairie Whisper,
Simon
sorry,
is the author of Clubhouse. I wrote the Cowboy one and the Leave It to Beaver one. I'm the.
You're that guy.
I'm the genre stereotype guy.
Do you guys always write your own, or do you pull from other things, or do you try to write your own work?
Up until this show, and actually it's funny because this show actually marks the first time that it's been written outside of the core founder group. Michael's actually the sort of the virgin experiment.
The redheaded stepchild.
The sacrifice.
It's the virgin sacrifice.
The stud.
But typically, it's written by Blake
Simon,
Jose, yeah. Desmond, or myself.
It's honestly, it's a real privilege to get a chance to get into. I mean, again, I got into the company about 2.5 years ago. I met Des 3 years ago through another theater experience, the Walking Fish Festival that Up in the Air does, and he invited me out to come see the show Dead Ends 5, actually, which was the one that this show is the sequel to, I guess. I saw it and I loved it. It was right up my alley, and Des invited me to audition, and he cast me in this great show called The Necromance, which is about a wizard and a demon and his undead girlfriend. And Simon cast me in a show called The Attack of the Bee Girls, which is a wonderful, like, again, Ed Wood kind of send-up of space aliens and these bee girls who invade the Earth, and I play Dick Pistol, the stalwart hero who turns out to be a terrible misogynist in the end.
Gets devoured by the queen bee.
Devoured by his girlfriend Petunia, who becomes the queen bee.
So are you a method actor?
I can't say I wouldn't mind the queen bee devouring me, but
depends on who you ask.
And I just got hooked on the sauce. I'm really into the kind of
on the sauce.
Yeah, that's
another reason we do this.
So. We're all raging alcoholics here at Spectral Theater.
Well, I saw the can tower in the other room over there.
Yeah, we just want to announce. I'm just going to take a pause here and announce that we've invented a new cocktail while waiting to do this show called the Pabst Pacino.
Yeah,
is it? Right. Which is the combination of Pabst Blue Ribbon and Starbucks Energy Drink Mocha flavor.
whatever.
That you get out of a vending machine.
Yeah, out of a vending machine.
It has ginseng and vitamin B.
So it's great for a hangover.
It's the best thing you've ever had.
Mix it 50-50, it's solid gold, because you get a chocolatey, sweet taste, followed up.
70-30, actually.
70-30, oh, Conan Leslie, I'll say 50-50, but... Yeah. Anyways, back to the story.
Matter of taste.
I got it right on board, and when we decided we were going to do another Dead Ends trilogy, I directed a few pieces for these guys and acted in a bunch, because again, I got cast in two, and I got cast in The Velvet Edge, which was their big production. I want to write two pieces that I thought really, you know, fit the genre. So again, I wrote a cowboy piece that blended with H.P. Lovecraft, for anyone who's a fan of that out there. He's probably the author who, if we're not going to do original works, we draw upon the most for... our inspiration. I know Dez has done a couple of Lovecraft plays. And then I wrote a 50s Leave It to Beaver slasher where a shifty drifter gets welcomed into an innocent, unsuspecting nuclear family and kills them all before your eyes.
And the guy that plays the shifty drifter is amazing.
Solid gold.
Yeah. And it was an excuse to have violent, brutal deaths on stage in front of a live audience.
Yeah, it's basically, I wrote it so four people could die terribly before your eyes, plus a dog.
Don't forget Scruffy.
And yes, good old Scruffy.
Teddy looks uncomfortable.
Yeah. No.
Teddy loves dogs.
Potentially a baby.
You got problems, Michael.
And that's what we do, right? We like to take genres and turn them on their heads, right?
Basically, spectral theater, we kill things.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Let's give away some tickets to your show then.
That's a great idea.
Let's do that. You wanted to do a contest?
We'll do a trivia question.
Yeah,
okay. Give the number out quickly.
Thank you.
Well, I thought...
Is anyone really listening this late?
We do a podcast as well.
Cool.
So, what we want to do is we want to give some tickets away to our Saturday night show. This upcoming Saturday.
Okay.
When does the podcast get published?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
In case you're listening right now, though, and you do want to win right now, you can. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And how do they win tickets to this Saturday's Dead Ends 666, a trilogy of paranormal plays?
A trivia question.
Okay.
And the trivia question is, there was a Canadian-produced television program in the, I believe it was the early 80s, but it might have been the late 70s. The name of the program was The Hilarious House of Frightenstein, a show that we draw upon quite heavily.
Absolutely.
I have to confess. There was a horror icon that was featured on that show quite prominently throughout the series. If you can phone in and give us his name, we'll give you two free tickets to this upcoming Saturday's performance of Dead Ends 666, a trilogy of paranormal plays.
604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. This is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there. We have the Spectral Theater Group here, some of them in studio. We're going to be back with closing moments with them right after this. Phone now if you'd like to win, or if you're listening to the podcast, contact me at cabaretradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz, and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
La 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 la.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to
think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rings. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. Felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, 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 la.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Welcome back to Cabaret Radio this Tuesday. Well, I guess technically it's Wednesday now. We're just about to wrap things up. We have some last little moments here. We're live in studio with several members of the Spectral Theater Company. Their newest paranormal plays, Dead End 666, is getting underway. Classic.
Love that sound.
Is getting underway. It's already underway, and it runs till Saturday.
That sounds really funny underway.
In the headphones. Saturday, February 27th, it wraps up. It's going to be at 350 Powell Street. It's three plays that's all put together with a host. His name is Squire Winslow at the Library of Castle Badenoch.
Yeah.
Badenoch. Now you also have some other characters, like Michael. You play a character as well that sort of grunts around.
I play Mr. Grumbles, who sounds like this.
Yeah, Castle Badenoch has a cast of employees.
Like everyone, everyone's sort of an employee of the castle.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's everyone is always part of it, which is neat as well. There's no sort of separation,
yes.
Even when you go get a drink. Like technically,
we have a number of bartenders. We have Old Tom. We have Beastmaster Keckwick. We have Paige Ursula. We have
who's the crazy clown?
He's Boggles Garrett? The Mind the Clown. That's
Boggles the Mind the Clown.
Boggles the Mind the Clown.
Yeah, we have Mr. Grumbles, who works in the booth. We have Tasha Robinson, who is the stage manager. Yeah.
There's the
playing,
phantom.
Playing herself.
The phantom who takes the care.
And we have the phantom toll booth. Yeah. Oh.
And then you also have, like, some other characters that come into the castle as well, like the guy at the end.
Oh, yes. Edward Philby III, the adventurer and explorer.
I get to kill him.
Yeah.
You're going to die!
And the devil's daughter, or the daughter of darkness.
Well, these are all surprises we shouldn't be giving away.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, you know, right at the top of the show, she appears.
Just give it all away.
All right.
We still have those tickets to give away as well. 604-822-2487.
Call for God's sake, guys.
Yeah, call.
Free show.
We could give you an easier
Do you
question.
Have any thing line up for the future? Is it just concentrating on this?
Yes,
or what's coming next
have,
for Sheffield
We have
Theater?
A lot. We have a lot coming up. More than I thought we'd have planned. We have... we're doing a collaboration with It's a Zoo and...
Enlightenment Theater.
Called Bridge Mix.
Really?
We're writing a piece for that. That's happening in May. In March, we're actually donating our space to a production company whose name escapes me at this moment. I don't actually know if they are a production company, but they're going to do the Vagina Monologues as a fundraiser. And we're donating our space for that.
The late night double feature in May?
The late night double feature is coming up in May as well.
That'll be two plays a month for the course of the summer.
Yeah, so beginning in May, we're going to be doing the late night double feature again. You're probably familiar with that, I think.
Yeah. Some of those are originals and some of those are remounts of our revivals of
old scripts that we've done in the past. Yeah.
And do you guys always do the Thursday? Bring two, get the third free, or
threesome.
Is that only during
threesome.
Thursdays is always threesome Thursdays.
For all the plays.
Everything we do. Yeah, if there's a show on Thursday, kiss. Two of you bring a third, and that third is in for free.
Always said when I've mentioned it during upcoming events as well, that if you can't find a third, maybe grab someone in line who's by themselves.
Have a little
threesome.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a great metaphor for
life. Share the wealth.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. Absolutely.
And it's our approach to everything, really.
If they want to find information about all this type of stuff, you guys have a website?
Of course. Yeah. The website is spectraltheater.com. We have a MySpace site. We have a Facebook
theater
group.
Spelt in the English
Canadian version.
With the R-E, not the E-R at the end. Yeah.
So spectraltheater.com. You can find us on MySpace. You can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group as well.
Does anybody use MySpace anymore?
Nope.
I know that's kind of off topic, but...
A lot of musicians still.
We also have a Twitter account where you can follow us. We aren't highly active, but we do have a Twitter account.
Do we have a Twitter account?
We do. We do. Simon's still living in Web 2.0. We've moved on to Web 2.0.
Who's got a Twitter account?
Social network.
Spectral Theater has a Twitter account. That's who.
I'm pretty sure it's Twitter.
You got to keep up on it.
What's going on behind your back there?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, this is why I'm in charge of marketing and media relations for this show.
Is that why the ad in the Georgia Strait said the fire hall?
No, the Georgia Strait doesn't know how to proofread.
Touche.
Right.
The province got us right, thank you. So,
Thanks for having us on tonight, Teddy.
Yeah, thank you for being on. We have unfortunately come to the end of our adventure here on Cabaret.
And I want to say thank you to Company B because they were fantastic.
Company B. We had Emily Lyle, Julie Conlin, and Shannon Scott. And we have in studio right now Simon Hussey, Michael Cope, Vaughn Jones, and Leslie Brownlee from Spectral Theater. Thank you very much for being here. Their trio of paranormal plays is underway right now, and it runs until Saturday, February 27th at Spectral Theater Studio, 350 Powell Street. Doors open 7:30, shows at 8 every night. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. Pretty small space. To what, 29 people?
So buy your tickets fast.
Get your tickets early. Just different plays right in your face. A lot of fun. Go check it out. So we're going to get to some music, and we're going to be back with Cab Radio After Dark in just a few minutes. So thanks very much. We'll see you next time.
Cheers.
Yeah, swing it. Oh, growling. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. What a da 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 da. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just keep that rhythm, give it everything you got. Say, it don't
don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. What da 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 dee da 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 dee let dee let low. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just sing that thing, give it everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. What that do? 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 What that do?
This just in. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.